This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You know, we don't celebrate the good police officers enough. They never get any credence. Only when there's a questionable or ambiguous thing that is used to attack them, demonize them, that leads them to being attacked in the streets, like this officer, during what appeared to be a routine traffic stop, gets ambushed and shot. But what happened after that is incredible. Here's the report. No, guys, we want clip six.
At a traffic stop, doesn't even reach the passenger window before three shots ring out from the pickup truck stopped on I-40 near Laguna. State police officer fires back as the shooter speeds away, hitting his cab window. Right before this, the officer had pulled over the suspect, Robert Nelson, for tailgating a trailer we later learned his parents were driving across the country. After all the commotion, Officer Sharon Duran described what happened.
I fell back and he hit me. I went like that.
I aimed at the headrest and started to fire my weapon.
After returning fire, she chased down Nelson for a few miles, bloodied hands on the steering wheel.
She chased him, and then for some reason he pulled over and just put his hands up.
This time, she kept her distance from Nelson.
I want you to walk towards me with your hands up. You move, I will shoot.
More police officers arrived to put Nelson in cuffs, and he wasn't offering any explanation for what he did.
I'll wait for my lawyer.
As officers searched Nelson's truck, they found the gun.
Over on the seat.
Along with his cat in a crate right under the line of fire. Meanwhile, Nelson's father, who had circled back to the scene, couldn't believe what his son had just done.
I'm just thankful the officer's okay.
She's going to live. Oh. She's been shot, though.
So think about
this,
a police
officer tried recalling
everything. It's just like the ones that got ambushed in L.A. They get shot in the head, and they still try to do their job. Now, this is a tough thing to, because everything's complex, but we want to be in support of a police. We understand they are the thin blue line between chaos and civilization. Doesn't mean they're all perfect. Doesn't mean we can't disagree or have reforms or anything. But for the most part, you want to support the police and you want to be in a mutually beneficial relationship with police. But also at a certain time, you can't support what the police are doing. For example, when I see them protecting left-wing terrorists, but coming after conservatives whenever they have events, no, that's not good. Of course, I understand the complexities of that. It's coming from Democrat mayors and Democrat heads of the police commission, giving them these illegal orders. But look at what happened in Britain over the Thanksgiving holiday. Adamson barbecue owner, guys, roll clips 2 and 3, just roll the B-roll, refuses to have a COVID shutdown, and so he gets arrested at his barbecue joint, even though everyone was there, wanted to eat, and people were pissed off. Now, again, I want to stand with police and have a mutually beneficial relationship, but you see this individual who tries to stop the police from arresting this man. Quite frankly, when you see police engaged in tyrannical orders like this, then they deserve perhaps what they might get. But it's odd. So when police deserve scrutiny or physical attacks against them, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying, if you're a tyrannical police officer implementing an illegal COVID shutdown or arresting someone for opening his business and the public decides to attack you and beat you like a drum in the streets, well, you know what? Maybe you deserve it. But see, the media only comes out to attack the police when they've perhaps done the right thing, but looks to be the wrong thing on the surface. A case in point would be Mike Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Mike Brown attacks a police officer shoots him dead in the street, and that police officer couldn't even really do anything about the body that day. They complained, oh, his body sat in the streets. Well, that's because there was an angry mob that wanted to kill him that day. So it's very complex. The police need to be able to do their job, but also be able to judge what is right and what is wrong, not taking commands from tyrannical mayors and governors or whatever happens in Britain with that. By the way, Alex Jones is going to be rejoining us this hour. Don't go anywhere.
PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low-price, high-quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We're going to be joined by Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. Dr. Nick Begich is hosting the fourth hour today, and then I'll be back hosting the Veterans Call-In Special. The last Friday of every month, the War Room becomes the Veterans Call-In Special. We have a lot of great veteran guests. Looking forward to taking calls from veterans as well. So I'll be hosting that 3 to 6. You can always tune in at band.video. That's the War Room, 79days.news. This, of course, is the Alex Jones Show here at InfoWars. And everything is brought to you by you. You are our sponsors. You support us by spreading the links, sharing it with friends and family as we're banned, and shopping at InfoWarsStore.com to get all your supplement needs, to get all your water filtration needs, to get all your air filtration needs, to get your emergency food needs. We also have hats, shirts with political messages on them, InfoWars logos and such. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And on this Black Friday, we have the Great Reset Emergency Sale happening. Free shipping store-wide. Deep discounts on all the top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Jump over to InfoWarsStore.com and see for yourself all the big discounts we have. Read the reviews. Most of our supplements you can see there have nearly five-star reviews. If you have a 4.9-star review, that's basically five stars. You can't really get a five-star review. I mean, you could. For example, like Ultimate Krill Oil has a perfect five-star review. That means every review is five stars. But as soon as one review is not five stars, it goes down to 4.9. So almost all of our supplements, folks, at InfoWarsStore.com are rated five stars or 4.9 stars. And I can talk about the supplements all day because I take the InfoWars supplements. I take the Ultimate Krill Oil, did this morning, the DNA Force Plus, the Bodies, the Survival Shield X2. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, that's you fueling this mothership of information warfare, the fearless tip of the spear in the information age where the corporate world government wants you in the dark, uninformed, confused, deceived. Not us. We want you free. We want you informed. And we want you activated for liberty. InfoWarsStore.com is how it's all possible. So this is all probably going to go to the Supreme Court. Does that make you feel good? Does that make you feel bad? It's tough. But that's where I think it's going. And we know that's where the Pennsylvania case is going. Now, you look around, and every step Trump takes, there's a trap laid for him. Every step we take, there's a trap laid for us. For example, the appointment by the DOJ to prosecute election crimes, Robert Eberle, is an Obama Obama guy. That's a trap. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, censoring any and all information they can about this election theft. That's a trap. That's us versus the entire corrupt corporate system. Is this case going to the Supreme Court another trap? It's not that hard to measure. 9 Supreme Court justices, half of them in your pocket. It's not that hard to measure how that's the next trap. And, of course, the president now says, we're like a third world country, and the election results that the mainstream media were reporting on are rigged. Rigged. So will the Electoral College certify a rigged election? If so, it's game over, folks. It's game over. You don't even get to vote for your president anymore. You think there's going to be anything stopping them from force inoculating you? No. They're coming for everything, folks. That's the age we're in. And the ultimate question for me, what's really in the cosmos? Do we defeat this now before we really get into the spider's web? Right now, we may have a leg tangled in it. We could probably get out. Maybe we're just buzzing around it. But if they certify the fake election results for Biden, then they're coming with the forced vaccines, and you're in the spider's web. Spider's coming up for you, fangs out, and it's going to suck out your essence. And then claim you, watermark you, as property of Bill Gates and Microsoft or whoever else is in charge. Jeff Bezos of Amazon. But you see how it works. Bring in the fake pandemic. Shut down any small business that's not operating inside the global corporate structure, because that's what's happened. And that's why it has to continue. So any small business, and that's why it's mostly bars, restaurants, these are private ownerships. A taco stand, a mom and pop shop for repairing shoes or plumbing or, you know. All small business that's independently owned and operated outside of the global corporate structure must be out of business, because that gives you the opportunity of freedom of choice. But once all that's eliminated with the fake pandemic, everything that's owned by, you know, the 1%, whatever you want to call it, like six companies own 99% of media, not here, they'll immediately be all on board for the vaccine being forced. You look at the big corporate gyms, you look at the big corporate restaurants, you look at the big corporate airlines, all of it, they're all ready to start forced vaccinating because they're all owned by the same people. So the independently owned restaurants that won't do that, the independently owned gyms that won't do that, the independently owned anything in the free market that won't force vaccinate you must be out of business or must be so relegated to nothing that they have no impact and you have no choice. So they'll say, well, and you'll see people like Tim Pool, who will say, well, no, you know, it's not going to be a forced vaccination, but you'll just have to get one to shop or fly or travel. Oh, it's not a forced vaccination. Just the corporate world government that owns you will make you take one to live. It's not a forced vaccination. It's not the government doing it. It's just a corporate government. See, that's a free choice. That's free market. Even though it was the corporate government that wiped out the small guy. You know, and it's amazing. All these leftist liberals or centrists who just love playing along to get along. Oh, I'm going to fight the big guy. I'm here to fight the establishment. I'm a freedom fighter. Yeah, man. And then as soon as the corporate government rolls out its plan, as soon as daddy threatens to chop their balls off on YouTube, they cuck harder than anything you've ever seen. Oh, it's not the government. I'm against the big corporate fascist government. I'm against corporations. I'm a centrist. I'm a leftist. I'm against corporate world. I'm for human freedom. Hey, they're going to force inoculate you. Yeah, but it's not the government. It's the corporate world, so it's not violating your rights. The corporate world can do that. Can I stay on YouTube now, daddy? It's the corporate government. They see the same, so they say the same thing about social media. Well, social media, I'm for free speech. I'm a liberal. I'm a centrist. I'm a truth teller. I'm for free speech. Free speech is free speech, and it should not be debated. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, censoring everybody. Well, that's their free speech. See, they can censor you. You don't get free speech on those platforms. I'm a good centrist liberal. I'm a good centrist liberal, and I'm for free speech. But if they want to censor you, then you don't get free speech. I'm for choice. I'm a libertarian. They're not going to force vaccinate you. They can't do that. That's illegal. The corporate world says it's going to force vaccinate you for you to shop or travel. But that's okay. The corporate world can do that. That's okay. That's freedom. That's their freedom of choice. You see that? You see how that works? Yeah, we don't play those games here, okay? We don't cuck to the corporate world government here, okay? In fact, we give it one of these right there. Doubling down, the double-barreled middle finger. Alex Jones coming up in the next segment with the latest breaking news. Do not go anywhere. It's the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When the 2006 college football season started, many fans circled the Ohio State-Michigan game on November 18th. Michigan rallied to cut Ohio State's lead 35-31 early in the fourth quarter. But the play calling of head coach Jim Tressel and the precision passing of quarterback Troy Smith carved up the Michigan defense with the 13-play, 83-yard drive for Smith's fourth touchdown of the game. Ohio State prevailed 42-39 on their way to the national championship game.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, President Trump finally gets it. He's finally come out and said, Big Tech is working with foreign countries to election meddle and to steal this election. Once Trump allowed his supporters to be cut off so they couldn't amplify the truth, so they couldn't report on stories, then mainstream corporate media could then finally silence Trump during the period of time we're in right now, the orchestrated, engineered election fraud. President Trump came out on Thanksgiving Day, answered questions from the press, and almost nowhere did they actually carry it. Strangely enough, CNN carried an edited clip. We found the full video and the full transcript. They're posted to InfoWars.com. But this is truly criminal, what's going on. They asked, will you concede? He says, well, I shouldn't concede because the Electoral College should see the fraud that's coming out and block it on every channel, ABC, CBS, NBC. They would not show what Trump said. They would just say, quote, Trump says he may concede, but then they wouldn't show what he actually said. So this is a next level of deception. And they go on to repeat the lie that not one shred of evidence has been shown. No, thousands of dead people in Detroit, thousands of dead people in Philadelphia, thousands of dead people voting in Atlanta. All the videos of the election officials sitting there filling out dozens of ballots, looking over their shoulders on camera. The fact that Venezuela came out with a Smartmatic and the Dominion systems, and the fact that the algorithm has found massive vote flipping. And all the eyewitnesses of how poll watchers were thrown out and how the Democrats were 15-20-1. All of that is a fact. It's a fact that Trump was winning by double or triple the numbers he was 4 years ago in those key battleground states. He won Florida bigger than he did. And many other states, Texas, he got 11 million more votes than he got last time. Does anyone believe that Joe Biden really got more than Barack Obama did, millions and millions of votes? This is ridiculous. We see it. We know what it is. The globalists ran the election fraud 4 years ago, but failed because Trump's landslide was so big. This time, they stuffed the ballots for months and months and months with fraudulent ballots, the mail-in ballots, and then election night it still wasn't enough, so they had to stuff them again and manipulate the computers. Here is part of what President Trump had to say. This is CNN's edit of it. The full video, again, is posted to InfoWars.com. Everyone should watch his whole press conference yesterday to hear what he actually said as he battled these true enemies of the Republic, these true enemies of America. But this is our Republic in such peril. And again, the president is completely cut off where no one is allowed to even share what he has to say online. The mainstream media can suppress what he's actually saying. This is a dark day, and if they succeed, it's only going to get worse. This is just a national security crisis. This is the end of our country as we know it. Here's President Trump.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Mr. President, if the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden on December 14th, will you concede the election?
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede because we know there was massive fraud. So as to whether or not I can get this apparatus moving this quickly, because time isn't on our side. Everything else is on our side. Facts are on our side. This was a massive fraud. This should never take place in this country. We're like a third world country.
Just to be clear, if the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden, will you concede?
Well, if they do, they made a mistake. Because this election was a fraud. Just so you understand, this election was a fraud. I mean, they have Biden beating Obama on Obama's vote in areas that mattered in terms of the election, in swing states. And yet he's losing to Obama all over the place. But he's beating Obama in swing states, which are the states that mattered for purposes of the election. So, no, I can't say that at all. I think it's a possibility. They're trying to look between you people. Don't talk to me that way. You're just a lightweight. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way. All right, I'm going to go with another question. Go ahead.
So if the Electoral College does elect
President-elect Joe Biden, are you not going to leave this building?
Just say, certainly I will. Certainly I will. And you know that. But I think that there will be a lot of things happening between now and the 20th of January. A lot of things. Massive fraud has been found. We're like a third world country.
You know that it's tradition for previous presidents to go to the next president's inauguration. So will you attend?
I don't want to say that yet. I mean, I know the answer. I'll be honest. I know the answer. But I just don't want to say it yet. Look, a thing like this possibly has never happened before, but maybe people just didn't catch it. But we've caught it. We've caught hundreds of thousands of votes.
Excuse me.
When they don't allow a poll watcher, which is a sacred person in our country, people don't know what a poll watcher is. A poll watcher is considered sacred in our country. When they throw them out of rooms.
But that's not true. They didn't do
sure
that.
Sure it is. And when they put them in pens.
Excuse
me. No, they didn't. My attorneys did not admit anything.
And to be clear, this is not just a stolen election. This is a multinational authoritarian conglomerate working with the corporate media and big tech, backed up by communist China, taking over our country. And they know what they've done as criminal. They know what they've done as bold. They're going for broke. And once they get Biden in, they are going to drop the hammer on this country. Let's fight so there's a global awakening, an awakening in our country, so that Biden, as a communist agent of China, cannot be seated. Even if he won the election, which he didn't, he's illegitimate. And let's get the truth out and stop it before he gets in, because once he gets in, it's going to be hell on earth. You got to tell everybody you know, too. Once they get in, they're cutting the oil off, they're cutting the power off. They're going to bring us into total depression, saying it's for COVID. This is the end of the republic. This is the takeover. There's not words to describe it. I think you all understand that. But we have to rise to the occasion and behave like we're being taken over. And you have to ask, how does someone behave when that's happening? They speak up, they stand up, they say no, civil disobedience, and you get totally aggressive within the law. This is a foreign illegal takeover. You point out people doing it are criminals, and that they should be arrested. And it doesn't matter what the FBI or others do laying around. At the end of the day, if Biden gets in and they put the depression in place, they will end up getting destroyed. They have bitten off more than they can chew. These people are so damn ruthless. And again, Trump won the election by a landslide. This is a major repudiation to them. They had to do this because they're cornered rats, not because they're strong. So laying down is how they win. Standing up is how humanity wins. We must take action. Back to Owen Schroer in a live transmission.
And, you know, it goes along, thank you, Alex, with what I was saying earlier. Do we have to go into this spider's web completely and actually get sucked up by the spider before we can win this? Or can we stop it now before we get to that point? Because I'm telling you, if Biden gets in, I agree with Alex's analysis 100% here. If Biden gets in, I would probably guess within a month, but conservatively speaking, within a year, he'll make a statement about the Great Reset, and it'll be the Build Back Better UN slogan that everyone's adopting now. It's all part of a plan. See, you understand this. You're observant. You see this. 60%, I'm being generous. Let's say 60% of the world population doesn't have a clue. And even 60% of the actual world population that has access to information still doesn't have a clue. So they can roll this giant fraud out, and most people won't even have a clue. You'll understand it. But Biden will come out making a statement saying, build back better. We have to have a great reset. We're cutting off the oil. We're cutting off the electricity. You're going to have to suffer for a couple years while we build this system. They'll bring in the forced vaccine that'll kill you and make you a product, a patented product of Bill Gates, and then it's game over. Now again, we have the strength, we have the people, we can defeat this anytime we want to. It's just a matter of recognizing it, seeing it. So do we see it yet?
Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Taste, ladies and gentlemen, of the communist corporate world government. It's funny how the liberal left that's, you know, against big government, against big corporations, against the billionaires, and then they're literally completely sold out, bought and paid for by those exact people they claim to be fighting. It's pretty ironic, but you're getting a taste of it, and it looks like the first thing that they're going to claim you need to get a vaccine for is going to be airline travel. And that'll be mandated. But, you know, oh, it's for your protection. It's for your safety. It's for COVID. Of course, COVID and 99.9% survivability. And now anything and everything is considered COVID. I just had a great aunt of mine die this week. 86 years old, smoked cigarettes for 60 years, drank plenty of booze. 86 years old, had other health complications. May she rest in peace. Quite a lady, but, you know, she dies in her old age at 86. Oh, it's COVID. What? It's crazy. And you hear about these stories all the time. I mean, anybody, I guarantee you, anybody you ask, the odds are, even if they know someone that died of COVID, it'll be because of other complications. But it's the propaganda, it's the brainwashing of the TV media where you just see the numbers, you see the death count, so it becomes real. That's the psychological warfare. There's no way it could be fake. I see it every day on TV. There's no way this isn't the deadliest pandemic. Look at it on the TV. I see the numbers. I see the graphs. I see my local mayors and governors shutting me down and telling me to be scared. The real world test doesn't matter. The real world test of, oh, people get COVID and recover a day later, even if it's Trump. The real world test of, I've gone to dozens of events this year, shaken thousands of hands, was at a million MAGA march, never wore a mask. I'm here. Crew's still here. Everyone I'm around is still here. No, see, the real world test doesn't apply. Television trumps media, or television media trumps reality. And for the left, they love that. See, the dirtbag leftist hates reality because the reality of themselves is quite pathetic. So they would prefer the television reality that makes them feel good and then gives them the opportunity to go out and virtue signal with whatever the television messaging is to give them a feeling of accomplishment for the first time in their lives. Total frauds, total hypocrites, total phonies, doesn't matter. And I'm now being told that the COVID vaccine is going to be starting to get released next week. I cannot urge you not to take this enough. Narcolepsy fiasco spurs COVID vaccine fears in Sweden. Well, why are they even doing this in Sweden? They never even locked down Sweden. They don't wear masks in Sweden. There's been no outbreak in Sweden. Because Sweden's in the one world government, folks. Here's some, I mean, just look at the madness. Brits taking safe sex to new levels by wearing masks to avoid catching COVID. You know, you could argue whether or not this is by design or not, but here's what this does. You know, honestly, for most humans during this COVID thing, and really just in general since social media and smartphones and everything, there's less and less real human interaction every day. There's less and less actual organic real human interaction every day. And for most people, sex is probably the most human thing that they'll do in their daily routine. And so any way you can dehumanize the act of sex, an act of love, between two humans, there's a bond, there's an experience. Anything you can do to end that human experience plays right into the New World Order, plays right into the corporate government. So make men and women hate each other, make men women, make women men, screw up the entire organic biology of humans, claim it doesn't exist, then claim it's sexist. So then people are even afraid to be straight. Then roll out the porn. So now everybody's watching porn. So now, in general, they want men and women so scared to even talk to one another or so unable to talk to one another. Now so scared to kiss or have sex because of COVID. So what happens? Well, you now have zero human experiences in your life. You sit on a television or a phone all day. You never go out in nature. You're sitting in your little hut. And you're just watching a simulation of the world, and then you're simulating sex. So, again, whether it's by design or you want to say it's just what'll happen, this is another way of just ending humanity. Obviously, the reproduction part is one of it. But, oh, wear a mask during sex. So you're not even kissing. So now you're even getting rid of the act of anything that's like loving or a human bond. So now it's just, oh, so you're just, you know, sticking your thing in a hole now. Well, why not just have a doll or, you know, just do it yourself at this point? That's what's going to come of this. Again, by design or just naturally how it's going to go. That's what's going to come from this. So now you're going to have, under this new world order, if it continues, the average human is going to have almost zero human experience. Almost zero human organic experience of life on planet Earth. Never in nature. Never breathe fresh air. Never get the sun. Doesn't talk to anybody. And now doesn't even have a basic relationship or a human interaction or sex now. So there's zero human experience in the human experience. And then it becomes trendy because you're so afraid of COVID or whatever they say. So it becomes trendy to live your life in a bubble or live your life on the internet. But how sad is it? You know, part of you is intellectual enough or believes in Darwinism to say, if people are this dumb and brainwashed, maybe they should just be enslaved or die. Now, you have a heart, I have a heart, you have a soul. You would never wish that upon any human. You know that the fate of one human is the fate of all humans. So we would never wish that. But, you know, there is a part of you that just, you know, if Darwinism was omnipotent or full scale, just the reality, and it was just all Darwinism, well, that'd be one thing. But this is not natural selection. This is not survival of the fittest. This is evil, evil mad scientists in a corporate government steering humanity into one direction for their own benefit to dominate it, rule it, and control it. And, you know, if you want to be real esoteric about this, you have to wonder, how many cycles of this have we actually been through? Are there already separate societies? Have societies of humans already been through something like this and separated from us entirely? And now we're just kind of having our own new thing under their whole wing? I mean, you want to talk about Illuminati? You want to talk about secret societies? You want to talk about underground societies, underground bases? I mean, that's crazy, but they're about to do it again. What happens if Bill Gates and the rest of them end humanity for all intents and purposes, separate themselves from humanity, and then have an underclass of humanity that they basically view as swine or cattle, like slaves, and then 100 years, 200, 500, 1,000 years, 2,000 years goes by, and it's just a completely different civilization, and then the separate society has already formed and now is its own thing, and you may not even know it's there. But you're seeing all the evidence of this now. You're seeing it playing out now. And you're asking yourself, do I want to live on a planet where somebody is so stupid and so brainwashed by TV, they have a mask on when they shower, when they drive, when they kiss, and they hate me because I want to be free and I actually know what COVID is and what it isn't? How do you manage that world? All right, Alex Jones on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Comes a time when you can't lie to people anymore about what you're doing, where you just have to hide it in plain view, and that's the point we've reached now. I want to explain something to listeners so they understand the dire straits we're in, not because I want to scare you, but so you wake up and really take action. I read and scan over, let's say, 500 news articles a day, probably read 100 of them, and every day I see 5 to 10 articles without even looking, with headlines like 59 die in South Korea from flu vaccine. Headline, thousands of children have seizures, some die in Peru after vaccine. And it's the flu shot, it's the measles, mumps, rubella shot, it's the COVID testing is killing people. And then I see the medical literature research where the number one cause of polio is vaccines. And then I go look at whose vaccine. It's Bill Gates and the UN. And then remember in December of last year, they had an emergency meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, and the UN head of vaccines said, we're hurting people. They're not tested. There's a cover-up. We're given these by the big corporations. We're told to do it. Our frontline people are getting wobbly. That's why we saw the big COVID rollout. That was a too-big-to-fail system where the very monsters that have been running these covert sterilization and cancer programs can grab victory from the jaws of defeat and be the savior of COVID, while at the same time normalizing massive debilitation, massive death, massive injuries. I mean, just today, without even looking, I found over 10 articles
where vaccines are killing and maiming people all over the planet. In Sweden, they had thousands and thousands, and that's who ended up reporting it. You know, it's a lot more than that, of people, of children that took the flu shot a few years ago that got narcolepsy, some of which so bad they're fully handicapped, can't drive cars, can't have jobs. Well, that's on the damn insert of flu shots that give you narcolepsy and hundreds of other neurological disorders. Why do you think neurological disorders are way up? They're putting things in there that do this. It's not just an autoimmune response. They are soft killing us and just normalizing doing all of this. And now they've got the mRNA vaccine that in the studies Gates did, 80 to 100% got sick. Some died. Folks, they're making their move on us. And as Owen was saying earlier, they're going to collapse the world economy, announce the Great Reset, say COVID caused it, and then tell us that they've got the solution to fix it. They even have admitted that. This is premeditated mass evil, and I demand the FBI, I demand Congress, I demand the state governors like Abbott get off their asses and do something against this New World Order plan, or they will be held accountable as well for aiding and abetting it. This damn thing is hidden in plain view. It's psychological warfare. It's 21st century war. Everybody get on your knees and pray for God to awaken the world and pray for God to deliver vengeance upon these globalists. Now back to Owen Schroyer. I'll be doing live shows Saturday and Sunday, and I hope you spread the word about Band.video. And I hope you share this live feed and jam it down the throats of these New Order trash, because we've only begun to fight. We have no other choice. But I'm telling you, thousands of articles where they're just murdering everybody, just getting us all used to it as a background noise. Oh, and here's the last part. After the articles have been up for a few days, even AP Reuters, about the mass deaths from the vaccines and the mass illnesses, people being paralyzed, the list goes on and on, Guillain-Barré. Here's the most important part. Then Google and others bury them where you can't even find them. That's why I print off all these articles and save them. I've got thousands of them. It's insane. I'm making a Bill Gates documentary right now about all this. But, again, back to Owen Schroyer and a live transmission.
Thank you, Alex. And, you know, that's incredible because I was not even coordinating this with Alex. And, I mean, the crew can validate this. I was looking for, and I still think there's something else, but they're memory-holing or erasing all of the news and information they don't want out there. And when you're talking about the Washington Post or the New York Times or Politico or all these things, they erase it off their sites. So it's not just Google terminating these things so you can't ever find it on a search. Certain publications, they'll erase it off their own site so that the information they put out will never get out. For example, this was even removed from the official Pennsylvania website that was up on November 24th, the night of November 24th. The official count had Donald Trump at 2.8 million votes compared to Biden at 1.4 here. Anyway, it goes into the numbers, and then they switched them, and then they just removed it. But it just shows you how they clearly cheated with the mail-in ballots, with 2 million mail-in ballots for Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the real votes were 2.8 million for Trump, 1.4 for Biden. Where did the 2 million? You know, this is what's so frustrating about it. Oh, my gosh. Look. How do you get people to understand that the news we cover here is the real deal? I mean, I hate talking about myself and patting myself on the back and all this stuff with the crew because as a consumer of media, it's a turnoff to me. When I hear people saying about how, oh, they predicted they were right, it's like I don't even want to hear it. So I hate doing this. But, you know, it's a little frustrating when for months before the election and then days before the election, we sat here, Alex sat here, I sat here, and laid out the exact plan for the election theft. I mean, laid it out. Right there, the whole thing, cut and dry. And then we have to sit here in a reactive measurement, in a reactive position. Oh, what do we do? They just stole the election. Boy, they did, didn't they? I wish we would have stopped it. Then we wouldn't be here, but yet here we are. Okay, a couple of the news stories. I'm about to sign off. Dr. Nick Begich is about to take over. Isn't it funny? I remember John Paul II, I guess you would say he was a conservative pope, but to me he was the last real pope, and the left hated him, and the left hated the Catholics, and the left hated Christians, and all of it, they still do, but now that Pope Francis comes out as a communist, now that Pope Francis calls out as an anti-white male, anti-Christian communist, now they love him. Pope Francis calls for overhauls, rip some countries' COVID-19 responses. So Pope Francis is a globalist, probably a black male pedophile, and now the left loves him. So you have a real Catholic Pope like John Paul II. The left hates him, attacks him, he's the worst. Then you have a globalist puppet, black male pedophile Francis in there, and the left loves him all of a sudden, of course. But, you know, I'm not really seeing this reported much anywhere, and I haven't seen the Trump administration claim any responsibility for this. Trump was retweeting these stories, though. Iran's top nuclear scientist killed in an attack in northern Iran. Mazen Fakhrizadeh, I'm probably butchering that, but there's my best interpretation. Shot and killed in northern Iran. He was the driving force behind Iran's nuclear weapons program for 20 years. And I'm sure I'm just getting this story right here, and I haven't done the deep research, but I'm just scanning over it as I'm talking. I can read and talk. Yeah, this was obviously Obama-Biden campaign's. This was their guy. This was their in-between. This was their guy that they were communicating with on the nuclear deal. And it was the guy that was basically in Obama's camp who would have been Biden's top contact inside Iran. But see, Iran has a deep state just like we do. Iran has a corrupt government just like we do. The people of Iran are pissed. Well, there's a lot of similarities actually right now with Iran and the United States. You won't see much about it with the language barriers and everything else and the cultural barriers. But there's a left versus right paradigm. There's a awoken, realizing globalism and the Great Reset coming paradigm. And they're trying to get entrenched right now with this change. Started as with women, and it was like White Wednesday or something. They all wore white. And then it came the Great Reset of Iran, which was a good thing. But now it's getting political, and I'm not seeing the Trump campaign claim any responsibility for this guy getting shot. But Trump was retweeting this, and this has major political implications. I mean, this, folks, I'm going to be honest. This was the Biden-Obama guy, and this would have been the in-between between the Biden campaign and Iran to bring in another nuclear deal, or who knows what else. Maybe give Iran another $400 billion for some favors. So that's major political implications on a geopolitical level. Nobody's really reporting on it, but there you go. I would say top Obama, top Biden political nuclear head in Iran killed. Oh, and there's Brennan standing up for him. So, yeah, I mean, folks, that's their guy. So Obama's man in Iran, Brennan's guy, the deep state connection in Iran, just got shot and killed, and no one's talking about it. So Biden's plans in Iran just fell through. Wow. All right. That does it for me. I will be at the Texas State Capitol tomorrow at noon, and I will be hosting the War Room in an hour. It's the Veterans Call-In Special. Nothing but calls from veterans for 3 hours, including great veterans guests coming up. Dr. Nick Begich hosts the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'll see you in an hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.